explicit.
Can you tell us about your ride on the airport catering truck?
They wanted me to do it, so I do it. I do what they say.
We're all just less safe at a fundamental level. All right, everybody, this is disgusting. As we've talked about, Iran has figured out how to break Donald Trump and inflict maximum damage by extending this war as long as possible and turning it into a crisis for the U.S. president. They are holding the oil flow hostage in the Strait of Hormuz in the same way that Jimmy Carter had to deal with a hostage crisis in 1979 that led to him losing re-election. It is a catastrophe for the Republicans. And now we are learning that while Donald Trump sits here and tells everybody that it's all going according to plan, roughly 5,000 American sailors and Marines aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln are going through horrific conditions right now. Lack of food, lack of sleep, mental instability. Some are even trying to jump off board because it's unhygienic. They have set a record for the longest modern deployment in U.S. history because they're just sitting there on the USS Abraham Lincoln. So again, they left San Diego in November, and they were supposed to come home in May. We are now multiple months past May. May came and went. June came and went. Then July was especially arduous, and it came and went. We now have exclusive leaked text messages from a service member aboard the USS Abraham Lincoln showing the horrific conditions. They do not have any fresh food. One service member questioned if the government is doing this intentionally to see how far they can push the limits. I'll read that in just one moment. I want to read through these texts, but I just want to show you guys the absolute horror, the scale of horror. Annabelle has spoken to her husband only a few times since he attempted to jump overboard from the aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln during his current deployment. Communication has been difficult to come by, and he's now on medical hold. That would basically be trying to commit suicide if you're trying to jump overboard in the sea like that. Loma, who lives in San Diego, said her husband has been repeatedly overextended before he tried to jump from the carrier. He's scared, Loma said. He thinks he'll get a dishonorable discharge, and just because he was burnt out, his 13-year career is ruined. Just like that. Lona said she initially received a call from the ship's ombudsman after the incident, but has not heard from anybody. Lincoln's roughly 5,000 sailors and Marines remain on deployment, and it's rather horrific. The deployment, which was anticipated to end in May, has been extended with no publicly announced return date. Just this perpetual loop where they're stuck out at sea with no end date whatsoever. Separately, Stars and Stripes reported Tuesday that sailors described an incident in which watchstanders stopped a crew member from jumping overboard. Several crew members have tried to jump overboard. More than 200 family members attended a meeting in San Diego last week with Acting Secretary of the Navy Hung Chow. During a separate virtual meeting, families raised concerns about soldiers' and sailors' mental health, exhaustion, safety, and others, according to reviews. This is despicable, and let's read some of the exclusive text messages coming from sailors. So the person texting this says, "Why isn't there milk?" And the sailor says, "So the supply ship that comes here can't bring fruits and stuff, because it can't stay fresh long enough with the time it gets them to get here. Wow. Any idea who was supposed to come relieve you guys in August? So we haven't had anything fresh, but meat, because it's freezed. Sometimes it gets here rotten," they said, repulsive. Then it says, "Yeah, families are just as frustrated as the people on the boat. This deployment is the worst one, and I pray no other boat goes through the same. Even people that have been deployed 100 times claim this one to be the worst and believe it can get worse than this. The Navy does not care. The mission will always come first. I was talking to some random dude at the smoke pit, and he was saying it's an experiment the government is doing to see how far they can push sailors' limits of being out to sea with the worst experience. I DK anymore. I know my family needs me, and the Navy is not being fair right now, taking me away far longer than expected. Worst part, my expectations were already low, an all-time low, but as per usual, the Navy beat those by going lower than hell." So there's that. "Hey, honey, I'm eating cereal right now. Wish there was milk, though. Haven't had milk in 3 months. Holy shit. So all our sailors are sacrificing everything. Our sailors are sacrificing everything out there for this extended deployment. This war is a failure, and Republican politicians are telling people to suck it up. As gas prices spike, as wage growth just can't keep up with inflation and unemployment is up, GOP Senate candidate Michelle Tafoya says this.
I think right now, at least just kind of keeping a stiff upper lip, Maybe you take one less trip to Starbucks, and so that gas goes a little further until this thing is over and these gas prices come back down again. Let's just try to be patriots about this.
All right, you know what I find quite ironic? The Trump administration claims to be fighting religious terrorism and extremism, people that want to be martyrs for their religion and die for their religion. Yet every single time we learn that soldiers are struggling, Americans are struggling, soldiers are dying out there, the Pentagon tries to cover it up first. And when that doesn't work, Trump says, well, they were sacrificing for their country. I mean, look at this clip right here. Donald Trump in the Oval Office is falling asleep while RFK Jr. is shaking uncontrollably. Roman points out, we live in very strange times. The oldest president in U.S. history is sleeping while his Secretary of Health is shaking uncontrollably, all while pushing their conspiracies about vaccines.
The number of diseases universally recommended for vaccines from 17 to 11. And establishing distinct categories of recommendations based upon the scientific evidence. Our assessment found that the United...
There's just something so bizarre about this clip. Donald Trump sleeping on the left-hand side here, RFK Jr. shaking uncontrollably with papers in his hands, talking about how vaccines aren't safe. While that's happening, Trump is just out. Like, he's not even barely moving, completely out. I want to make a broader point about the Iran war very quickly, because as we pointed out, Trump is likely to get Jimmy Carter'd, and that is Iran's strategy. They want to get as many concessions as possible from the United States by lengthening this war so long that it starts to rub into the midterms and Trump gets absolutely cooked. Do you remember a few months ago when Trump got caught saying that he doesn't think about Americans' financial situation at all? Take a listen to this clip.
When you're negotiating with Iran, Mr. President, do you what extent are Americans' financial situations motivating you to make a deal?
Not even a little bit. The only thing that matters when I'm talking about Iran, they can't have a nuclear weapon. I don't think about Americans' financial situation. I don't think about anybody. I think about one thing. We cannot let Iran have a nuclear weapon.
All right. You know, I think I'm going to title this video something like, it's over, because at this point, I've come to the conclusion that any form of respect the United States commanded on the global stage is over. Any sort of domination we had on the global stage is over. We were a dominant country at one time. America was like at the top of the food chain, and we used our power for a lot of bad in the Middle East, but we also had USAID. We also had good parts, and I like to imagine that we could have a human dignity-based and harmonious foreign policy someday. But as it stands right now, that is over. Donald Trump has isolated our allies and started a war with another country that begins with the letters IRA that is increasing our debt and screwing over Americans every single day. Hell, Donald Trump can't even keep himself safe without having to transfer onto a food catering truck. This viral story is absolutely wild. How is he supposed to keep any other American safe? Can I just back up and lay out the timeline as I see it right now? Donald Trump and his administration started a war claiming it was going to be 4 to 6 weeks because Netanyahu tricked them into it, but they also have agency. They're dumb. They started this war in a hubristic manner. After 4 to 6 weeks, they realize that they can't get any political concessions because the Strait of Hormuz has been closed down. The Iranians then began to realize, holy shit, we have a very powerful weapon, not nuclear weapons, but the ability to close the Strait of Hormuz gives them so much leverage over the United States that they don't technically have to end the war. Then you see a series of strikes followed by negotiations, followed by strikes, followed by negotiations. Basically, Donald Trump flapping and floundering around trying to figure out how he can win. He's vacillating between the carrot, which is enticing them with negotiations, and the stick, which is bombing them and hitting them. And neither the carrot nor the stick are working because our president is so dumb that he has ruined our standing on the global stage. So one more time, I repeat, it's basically over. Any semblance of respect we had was over. Any chance we had at being a no new wars country or administration is absolutely gone, and we are now increasing our debts, increasing our military budget, decreasing our drone capacity, missile capacity, and military capacity. And by the way, just to return back to the beginning, we are also struggling to even keep our sailors safe and our soldiers safe. Shelby Sanders, whose mother is serving aboard the Lincoln, said connecting has been difficult over the past 8 months. When her mother does manage to send a note, She can tell her mother's struggling. When she can email, she's definitely down, Sanders said. I think they've had 5 weeks of nonstop combat operations or something like that, so that makes it really tough to communicate consistently or even know if I'll be able to. Sanders is preparing her senior year of high school without knowing whether her mother will be home for milestones that normally mark the year. These are horrific conditions in which people are trying to jump off the ship. This is the situation that Donald Trump has caused. He's putting everybody in danger. My life in danger, your life in danger, loved ones in danger, sailors in danger. Even he's in danger and can't stay out of it. Just listen.
Can you tell us about your ride on the airport catering truck in Turkey? Why did you need to do that?
Well, it's only up to Secret Service. I just follow what they'd like to do. So I go by Secret Service and the military. They wanted me to go on a different flight, a different plane, equal safety, but they wanted me to do it, so I do it. I do what they say.
We're all just less safe at a fundamental level. We are all less safe than we were a few years ago, and I'm going to leave it there. If you made it this far in the video, it would mean the world if you drop a like, if you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. We have more debates, more breaking news, more CNN hits, a lot more explosive content coming soon, so join below. Love you all. Peace out.